Amén.
Well, this is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272, or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Speaking of America, you believe that right now 3,700 Americans, right now they've done a test on, and type 2 diabetes is surging in people younger than 20. So right now, about diagnosis annually of what used to be called the adult onset diabetes is happening to people younger than 20 years of age. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they did a study, and in a little more than 10 years, the numbers went from nothing to something, said Larry Deeb, a pediatric endocrinologist and past president of Medicine and Science Division of the American Diabetes Association. And that's something to worry about, he says. Diabetes can cause a litany of medical woes, he said, including heart disease, kidney failure, limb amputations, and blindness. It costs the U.S. healthcare system about $174 billion a year, according to the National Institutes of Health. And those statistics are grim. Enough to when patients are in their 60s, when the diagnosis is made decades earlier, new fears are being raised. Will the children suffer heart attacks in their 20s, need kidney dialysis in their 30s, or go blind before they see their own children graduate from high school? That's something to think about right there. If you really look at it, it is staggering. I mean, one out of three of our young people right now under the age of 11 have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I mean, what's up with that? That's incredible. When you think about it, and you think about how much of a lifestyle-related health challenge it really is, meaning that it's lifestyle-related, meaning the foods that we eat, air that we breathe, water we drink, the way we take care of ourselves, exercise, don't exercise, sedentary or not, and allowing our kids to be that way, and they're sitting in front of the TV playing video games and doing all that. Not knocking that, but just that's you can't do that all the time. The activity level has definitely gone down in our young people, and we're seeing it because diabetes doesn't have a genetic link. Yeah, it does a little bit, but not a whole lot. More, you know, type 1 for sure, type 2 not so much. It's lifestyle related. Insulin receptors begin to shut down in the body. So what are we doing as adults? What are we doing to really make changes within our life? What are we doing to make changes within ourselves and within our kids to really make a difference? To really step up and say, you know what, I'm going to make changes in the way I eat, the way I exercise, the way I live, the way I take care of my body. Because I don't want to be a poor example for my child. Well, I don't want my child to get sick. Well, if my child gets diabetes, but yet I'm 300 pounds and eating fast food and donuts every day, what kind of example am I being to my kids? Think about that. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. And so we've got to make a difference. When you see statistics like this, it does not lie. We are the most overweight country in the world. We are the sickest country right now, just about, in the world. And yet we're the most prosperous, have the most finances, and probably the most education, along with Europe and China and some other countries. I mean, you have to step back and you have to think, what are we doing to ourselves? If we really consider ourselves to be a nation of freedom, which we are, and really to be a country where we're free to make our own decisions, free to do and be however we want to be, what kind of decisions are we making for ourselves? And are we putting ourselves into an early grave? Are we eating ourselves into an early grave? I mean, why do you think everything's so popular on television, The Biggest Loser, and the different cooking shows. And I mean, we're obsessed by food. We're also obsessed by losing weight, looking good. Hollywood's got a standard that they set out, and every woman and every guy thinks they need to set up to that standard, which is crazy. But still, it is what it is. You're not going to change it. And so you look at yourself and you say, well, why can't I be thin? Why can't I be healthy? Why can't I look a certain way? Why can't I be a certain way? Why do I have to be taking 4 or 5 medications when I was in my 20s? Now I'm in my 40s and I've got high blood pressure and cholesterol and I'm overweight. What's up with that? Well, there's a lot up with that. It's that we're not making wise choices. But we can. See, the good news is that it doesn't matter where you've been, it matters where you're going. It doesn't matter what kind of choices you've made in the past that have brought you to the point that you are right now. What matters is today. Because today what you can do is you can make brand new lifestyle choices, choices that can radically transform who you are, where you are, the kind of health that you have. But you have to be willing to make the change. You have to be willing to be so radical in your changes that you're willing to say, you know what, I don't care what it takes. I don't care if I have to get up an hour every day when I love to sleep. I don't care if I drive right past the fast food place and I go in and somewhere where I can get healthy food. I don't care if I have to get up an extra hour and pack my lunch every day or to make my food for the week. And so with diabetes and any other health challenge out there, there's consequences to our actions. We've eaten a certain way. We've lived a certain way. We've not exercised for a period of time. We've been a certain way for a certain period of time. And then all of a sudden our body begins to break down and then we get frustrated. It's called lifestyle choices. It's called being brave enough to take that first step that you want to get well, that you want to stay well, that you want to live well, that you want to be better today than you were yesterday. Not just for you, but for everyone else around you. For those that love you, care about you, and need you. I always say, if you're overweight and you eat all the time and you don't exercise, you're one of the most selfish people in the world. Because if you have kids, parents, coworkers at your job where they need your skill, you may think that they can replace you in a moment. And in corporate America, they can. However, you're in that job position. They need your skill. And if you're sick and you're tired and you're overweight and you can't function and you can't get into a good place where you can be productive, it's selfish. Because you're not being all that God has designed you to be. And if you're overweight, I'm not knocking you because you're overweight. There's ways to get out of that. And I'm not talking about bypass surgery. You know, gastric bypass. I'm talking about there are tools that we can give you here on this show in my book, Empowering Your Health, and just by talking on the radio and connecting with your physicians and getting on a game plan, getting nutritional blood work done, whatever you have to do to make it happen. Go look at my 7 health prescriptions at drasa.com. There on the website, you'll find keys that will motivate you. And I don't care where you do them. You can drink water. Just make sure it's bottled water. You'll see where I talk about resting more so you can balance out hormones within the body, working with your primary care physician. And if they're not into the whole health and wellness thing and don't know much about it, ask them about it. Get them to research it. Get them to partner up with another doctor maybe that knows more about it, or a nutritionist or someone that can work with them so they can work with you. It's about coming up with a new game plan for your life. Don't you want a new roadmap, a new blueprint for your life? You can have it. I'm just so sick of seeing people, when I read things like this, dealing with diabetes. 80% of type 2 diabetes parents are overweight or obese, and their kids are. 80%. It's not just genetics, folks. These are our choices we're making every single day, and it's affecting our young people. I've got a daughter. I don't want her to grow up in an environment like that. She won't in my house. Because I love her too much, and I'm going to live the example. And it's not hard. You can do it. No matter where you've been, you can create a new life. See, that's the power. The greatest power we were all given is the power to choose. And all I ask is that we choose wisely. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700. That's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Live lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Lines are open right now. We're going to talk with Paul. Paul, welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Oh, I want to shout a loud amen to what you said. And also, I'm 45. I had thyroid surgery 13 months ago, and now the test results came back, and he wants me to start Synthroid. And my I have been a diabetic 6.8 for the A1C tested also. My TSH 6.210 and the T4 0.9. So I'd just like to know, can you be, if I go on that, can someone be weaned off of that at my age? I'm just wondering if you know.
Okay,
know
well, all right, now tell me the lab results again. You said TSH?
Yeah, TSH 6.210 and the T4 0.9.
And they put you on how much levothyroxine or Synthroid?
Oh, I don't know. I need to call a pharmacy on that. So
this is new. You haven't started taking it yet. Is that right?
I never taken it. You're right. I haven't taken it yet.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. 6.2 on the TSH, you know, is hypothyroid. So it means that the higher the number, the slower your thyroid is running. And, I mean, with a TSH at 6.2, that's definitely, any physician is going to suggest that you start taking some medication. What have your main symptoms been, your biggest symptoms that have been driving you crazy?
Biggest symptoms, it's kind of, right now, it's kind of a soreness just around my throat, right where the thyroid is at, a little bit of soreness. So, but, I work a physical job, so I feel like I'm having a chest pain, so I'm just wondering if the thyroid can kind of disturb, you know, because I'm working too physically hard, and because I'm fatigued, you know.
Probably not.
No?
Yeah, it's probably not because of working too hard. Yeah, it's probably not that. I would typically, in the thyroid, if you start getting a nodule, did they ultrasound it to see if there was a nodule in there? I didn't catch that.
Oh,
you told me that.
I 13 months ago, I had a nodule on there and had half of it removed because it was enlarged, and got a second opinion on that.
I got it. Right. All right. I'm with you now. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, if there's typically a nodule that forms, one of the number one trace minerals that we don't have in our food supply in America for sure is iodine. Now, we had quite a bit of it back in the 1950s, but they removed it from our diet, and then of course we just don't have it. A little bit in table salt, but that's really about it. So it's important to look at iodine, organic iodine, when your thyroid's not working as well as yours is not. And if you've had some of it removed, that makes, you know, that's a challenge, but at the same time, that it can still work very well. So you might want to look into organic iodine, work with your physician on that. If you haven't done the medication, if they're looking at Synthroid or levothyroxine, one thing you definitely want to look into is Armour, is because the Armour thyroid is a little bit more on the natural side. It's still a medication, but it still functions more in a natural way. It can push your thyroid to work on its own a little better. A lot of docs don't like to use it. And as a matter of fact, it used to be a little bit better formulation. They took it off the market for about 6 months, and they reformulated it. And there, a lot of people say that they just don't get the same results that they, you know, that they used to. But it's still, my opinion, would be a better choice than the Synthroid. So it might be something you want to bring up to your physician and ask them about and see if they would be okay with it. Because at the end of the day, what you don't want is you don't want your thyroid to continue to go down a decline and get to a point where, say, the TSH was 14. Because if it gets to that point, you're really going to have to up the dose on the medication, and that'll be a challenge. What would be good, and something you want to definitely discuss with your doc, is to look into maybe the Armour thyroid and then ask them if you could do some organic iodine. That would be a way to go. Because the two together, you can't take them at the same time. You would take the iodine in the afternoon, and then you would take the Armour thyroid in the morning would be the time you would want to take it. And they'll work with you on the dosages and all that. But I'm just saying it's an option. And they've proven that when someone takes organic iodine with the medication, meaning in the same day, even very small amounts, it enhances the absorption and the bioavailability of the medication, and it can work better, and it can work better with less milligram or micrograms. So, again, you know, the goal, I'm, especially when it comes to thyroid, I'm definitely not anti-medicine at all. And I'm really not anti-medicine on anything. I'm actually pro-medicine. People think I'm completely natural, and I'm not, because if you have cholesterol of 400 and you don't do something about it medicinally for the short term, I think it's just crazy. You can eat all the eggs you want, take red yeast rice, but at the end of the day, you've got to make sure you're not getting any kind of blockages in the arteries, and that's what medicine's for. Does that have side effects on the liver? Yes. But you've got to weigh out the two, and that's what physicians do every single day. They weigh out the benefit versus the risk to empower your health. And that's why the medication, when your TSH starts getting down a little bit, or up, rather, which makes it low, is what you want to focus on. And getting that number back up between 1.8 and about 2.5 is where you want to be. And you can. It'll get back up. If they check your pituitary gland by chance, Paul, with that, did they happen to check your FSH, LH, HGH? Did they check it?
Oh, no, they didn't check that.
Yeah. Might want to have your doc check that, because the thyroid gland, believe it or not, is secondary to an anterior pituitary about 80% of the time, especially in men. It's very rare. Men don't get hypothyroid as much as women do. And it usually has a pituitary component to it. But at the end of the day, looking at the medication and working with your doctor and see if they'll combine maybe a little bit of the iodine with it might be your best bet, and help in the future prevent future nodules from forming. A lot of times when a nodule forms or a gland swells, it's looking for something, whether it's a mineral, trace mineral, or some kind of nutritional component, and sometimes there are some genetic components. But I would check into that. Keep me posted. Folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, anxiety, depression. It's amazing, isn't it? Body can break down so quickly, and you're thinking, what happened? I felt so good 5 years ago, and now I don't. Well, it's an accumulation of years of making the wrong kind of lifestyle choices. You just didn't know it. And it's okay, because a lot of times I always say that if we knew better, we would do better. And most of us just don't know any better. And so we go about our lives, and we live a certain way, and we eat the way we did in our teens and our 20s, and now we're in our 40s and 50s and 60s, and things start breaking down, and you're wondering what in the world happened. Well, it's the choices that we've been making over the last several decades, and they catch up with you. And then all of a sudden, you get into a place, and you think, well, how did that happen? Well, a lot of it we do to ourselves. It's true. A lot of people don't want to admit that, but it is. But the good news is we can change. And that's what we're here on this show to help you do, to help you go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. And we're here to empower you, equip you, and educate you to do just that. Carolyn, you're next. Welcome.
Thank you. I have always had a blood pressure problem, being low, 100 over 70, 60, something like that. And doctors love it, and I've never really minded. It's just that it's a little bit, you don't have as much energy. But now, and occasionally, back in those days, when I stand up, I get a little lightheaded, but I just kind of bend over at the waist, and that stopped that. now this has gotten so bad, I have got to have some help. I've started blacking out, and recently I was standing at the kitchen cabinet working, and all of a sudden from my waist down I've got a tingling feeling, and I thought, well, I better sit down. So I sat down real quick, got my blood pressure kit, which is a wrist type, got it on real quick, and my blood pressure was 65 over 37. Well, I thought, well, I better lay down. Well, I've been told before, if you black out, make sure you just lay on the floor, lay wherever you are. But instead, I tried to get to the bed. Well, I blacked out about 2 foot from the bed, and when I came to, I had hit my head because I had a place that felt like when you stand up and you hit your kitchen cabinet cabinet doors.
Mm-hmm.
And today, all day, I have been laying in bed. My blood pressure 95 over 60. I felt all that really bad. And then when it got up to 100 over 60, I got up. But it's time to start gardening, and I organic garden, and I can't work with this like it is, so I need some help badly.
Okay. So you've been to your physician, and what did they tell you?
Yes. Well, what happened 2 years ago in 2009, my heart started missing beats. So I went to my regular doctor, and he kind of laughed at me because I'm sure he thought it was gardening, you know, and maybe potassium down. He said, well, Carol, skip beats better than no beat. But he sent me to a cardiologist. And then I wore a monitor for 20 days. I went through all the stress tests. At that time, it was just a physical stress test. They did all the blood work. I had a sonogram. They can't find anything. So this year when I went back, I think it was 6 months he had me come back. I went through all the tests again. This time I had the nuclear stress test, the sonogram, EKGs always, and he can't find anything. He just keeps me coming back and he's looking. But now he did tell me on this low blood pressure thing that's getting so bad that he could give me high blood pressure medicine, but the side effects was high blood pressure. And I'm a little bit of a health nut, and since I organic garden, I'm into all that kind of stuff, and I don't want to take any medicine unless I have to, but I can't continue this way.
I understand. All right, have you made any changes yourself? Like, meaning, have you made any major lifestyle changes? Like, you started a completely different diet, or you started an exercise program, or have you done any major radical changes, or this just kind of came on you out of nowhere?
It just came on me out of nowhere. Now, I retired, and that summer, which was 2009, I started organic gardening. And, of course, it's hard work, but it makes me stronger. So, anyway, that's when it started during that time. Now, I might have not been drinking enough water or, you know, those kind of things. And we tried to check all that, but all the tests are showing nothing wrong with my heart. But this blood pressure thing, when you're organic gardening, you do it with hand tools. So you sit there to bed for a while and you work. You might be there 30 minutes. Then you stand up. And heavens forbid, you're going to black out if you don't get back down.
Right.
So, you know, in the garden, I'm usually on my knees until I've got to move to another place. And then I stand up.
And so they've done all the tests and all that, and they found nothing. And everybody's scratching their head.
No. Now, the last monitor I wore was an arrhythmia monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent word to me to take 400 milligrams of magnesium. Well, I was already taking 6. And another thing that happened summer before last, my calcium was low also and the magnesium. And, of course, we checked all the other rest of the three other minerals. And that was the only thing that, and I got on all that. I still take all that. Right now I'm on 600 milligrams of magnesium and 1,200 of calcium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I take all the B vitamins. I take C vitamins, selenium, and I do take cod liver oil.
That's good.
And E.
But you're still feeling tired. Now, give me a couple of things in the morning. Like, give me a pattern for you Here's my suggestion, my thought to you. If you've already been to the doctors, they told you to take magnesium, which is kind of a cool thing. And you're already taking magnesium, that's good. Now, there's several things to really think about. I'm not a big fan of taking a bunch of supplements unless you need them. And getting nutritional blood work done with a physician is important. That's the first thing I would do, just to find where your specific nutritional deficiencies are. And, you know, blood work's the gold standard of healthcare. It's what every physician uses as a landmark to find out where everyone is. And extensive blood work is even better because you're going to find out all the clues of what's going on within someone. And see, with whenever you have some weird symptoms like low blood pressure, and they do a bunch of standard tests, because one thing to do some standard blood tests, but it's another one to do extensive to find out really the pattern of what's going on in the body. That's where you're going to start finding the clues. In the meantime, as you're looking into doing that, I would start following the anti-inflammatory diet. That's the one in my book, Empowering Your Health. It's a great place to start, and it'll give you, first of all, a roadmap. It'll kind of balance things out within your eating plan, cut down inflammation in the body, lower pains and aches within the body, and it'll just give you a good roadmap and foundation. The other are the foundational four supplements. These are the four supplements that everyone needs. Why? Because of the four things that we don't get in our food supply, no matter how organic it might be. And here they are. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes that you take with your meals to help break down your food. For example, most people digest and absorb about 15 to 20% of the foods they eat every day. But when you take digestive enzymes, because it adds the capability to break down, absorb, and utilize what you're eating, you'll use about 80 to 90% of the foods you eat. And that makes a big difference within the body. And then probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract, and cod liver oil, fish oil, unbelievable. Vitamin A, vitamin D, and your omega-3 fats play a big role in optimizing your health. And with low blood pressure, those are some keys. Some herbal things that you can look into if you want to go to your health food store and check out. One is the licorice root, which if you've got low blood pressure, that can be a real help because it supports the adrenal glands. Now, adrenal fatigue could be something that you're going through. And what adrenal fatigue is there are two little glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and there are body stress glands that produce a hormone called cortisol. Cortisol can be a good thing, but it can really be a bad thing too. It wakes us up, it helps with fight or flight, it helps with energy, but it also tears down muscle tissue, destroys brain cells, and stores body fat. Not a good thing. So, cortisol levels need to be managed. Most people's cortisol are all over the place. Should be high in the morning, that's what wakes us up, and should fade out through the day, dropping at rock bottom at night, making you sleepy so you want to go to bed. So something to look into as far as that goes is looking at your pattern. You can do saliva testing, you can do blood testing, but you need to do some kind of test to figure out what your circadian rhythm is and where your cortisol levels are. That's my thought. That's what I would do. And there's some supplements that really help support adrenal function. Vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, and then vitamin C, those two together. And the B5 and vitamin C work hand in hand. It's old school, but it's new school. It's been working for a long time, and it really helps support and those adrenals that can just get so worn out. And so many people struggle with that. It is amazing. But, you know, the good thing is that they can change. We've proven that they can build themselves back up. They can strengthen themselves back up. And it's just amazing on how that happens. So I would look into that. Also look into the foundational four and all that we talked about and see how your body begins to change. 888-283-7272. Lois in Birmingham, Alabama. She writes, my husband is having heart surgery next week, and he's only 52. When he gets out, we're determined to change our lifestyle. Where do we start? Lois, get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Tell him to read it, not to tell you to read it and then give him all the details. That's what most guys do. Husband, you need to read that, partner, and look into things like CoQ10, but you're going to have to start on the anti-inflammatory diet. That is a key, because I guarantee your cardiologist can tell you need to eat healthier. Well, that's a great plan to start eating healthier. Look into your cod liver oil. Don't forget eggs, because they lower cholesterol. They're one of the top cholesterol-lowering foods that we have. Red yeast, rice, vitamin E, there's so much. But you got to be careful that you follow his recommendations and combine all that with him.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The Big Game Hunting Ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 855-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How are you?
You're living well, darling. What's going on?
Well, the only thing I asked for Christmas was your book, Empowering Your Health, and I've been reading it very carefully since I got it. I'm so excited. I love all the stuff in it. I've been telling all my friends. But anyway, I'm getting ready to get my family on the anti-inflammatory diet.
Okay.
Each one of us kind of has special issues. My husband and my 15-year-old daughter. I have rheumatoid arthritis. My husband has some issues with the swollen gland and some headaches and stuff. And my daughter's right. just, I think her main focus is just to lose weight. But I also want to set a good example for her about how to eat healthy. And so that's going to kind of restart, you know. So I have a couple questions before we get started.
Okay.
And I just wanted to run through those, and then maybe you can just sort of talk about it. But what should be our glycemic index goal for the day? Can we mix things, like if it's, you know, a carb, can we have like tomato and lettuce, or does it just have to be one? Is it possible to do it without supplements, because I'm poor? A couple of foods I'm wondering about: quinoa, the Ezekiel bread, flavored seltzer water, tea. I need a mayonnaise. And are herbs okay? And then I don't want my husband to lose weight on this. So all that kind of, maybe you can just give me some general stuff on that. And then I have a vitamin D question.
Sure. Well, here's the deal. No, it's not too much. You're fine, darling. Don't worry about it. That's what I'm here for. All right. So with the anti-inflammatory diet, here's the key. The key is the foods that are going to be really important for you as far as the glycemic index. You want to always have, I like to keep it under 40. If you keep it under 40, matter of fact, everything that's on the anti-inflammatory diet is under 40. So fruits and vegetables, fresh berries, those kind of carbohydrates, for the most part, stay under that 40 mark. And that's going to allow your insulin levels to really balance out and allow so much to balance within the body. So that's, knowing that is a good thing right there. Carbohydrates, yeah, you don't have to just have slices of tomato. You can go pretty generous on carbs when you're doing vegetables. You don't have to just do like the size of your fist or whatever. You can add a little bit more of those and be okay. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Mayonnaise, that's really good. Don't do the canola oil. Not a big fan of that. But, of course, they do make olive oil mayonnaise now, big fan of that, and they make a sunflower oil mayonnaise, and they make a safflower. Safflower I'm not that big a fan of. They do make a sunflower seed oil, and they make the olive oil. Those are both very good. So if you're going to go mayonnaise, those are fine. Quinoa, it's not that bad. I mean, the quinoa, for the most part, the only thing is, it is a grain, considered a grain, and so you just want to do it sparingly. And the seltzer waters are fine. If they're flavored with anything, any kind of sweetener like sucralose or any of those, you want to probably steer clear of it. But the supplement question, this is what I would say to you. When you say you're poor, don't say that, because it's a mindset. Poor is a mindset. You know what I mean? Don't even call yourself that. I mean, if you're challenged with some finances right now, I'm okay with that. But you're not poor, you're rich. And there's a big difference between that. And that's the way you live. And so you got to get that in your mind so you can start living that. You want to live a rich life. Rich in the way you make decisions. Rich in the way you live. And so what comes out of your mouth is important. That's in my book. And so I know you're devouring the book. If you're reading it, you're going to read. I talk about that kind of thing a lot. Watch the words that come out of your mouth. Important. The supplements, I would do the foundational four. Figure out a way to do it. and I don't care where you get them, but a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, probiotics shouldn't cost you between $80 and $100. And yeah, that's expensive, I understand, but it's something your body needs, and you're not going to get them from your food supply. If you had to pick one of those four, I would go the cod liver. Well, I would. They're all important. I can't really pick them. But if I had to pick one, what I always tell people, if you had to throw everything out the window, I would take the cod liver oil. Because your body needs it. Your body needs all of them, first of all. You're never going to get the probiotics that you need from yogurt. You're just not. It's just not going to happen. And we've got so much of a challenge going on in our digestive tracts today in America that we're deficient. We don't have the right kind of bacteria. We've taken antibiotics for so long. We've got antibiotics in our water supply, and it's just a big nightmare. So taking probiotics to keep our bacterial flora where it needs to be and what chlorine has done to us, all of that is just extremely important. So I would encourage you to figure out a way. I mean, don't be going out and buying the flavored seltzer water that costs you, you know, you'll spend an extra $30 on. Go buy your cod liver oil and get some probiotics for that money. You know, it's all about budgeting. You know, just come out a way to do that. You can do this. You'll find a way. That's why I say those four and not a bunch of them. Because those four, if you can take those along with your food, you can do very well. And your body will respond very well. I'm excited to hear about your excitement. And you sounds like you kind of rallied everybody. You kind of rallied the troops around on this. And your husband won't lose weight, by the way, if he will do four meals instead of three, like I talk about, and maybe another couple of snacks. He won't lose weight. He'll actually probably maintain his weight and even gain some muscle in the meantime, because he's going to be eating the right kind of foods, not the wrong kind of foods. And his body, even though it might stay lean, he'll keep muscle tissue on and increase testosterone levels just by keeping his fat levels, the healthy fats, up in the range of around 30 to 33%. So something to think about. But congratulations on getting started. Thank you so much for being a listener. And we're here for you each and every night. Anything we can do to help, we will. You can always send us an email as well, and I'll do my best to help. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding it.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.